I texted Bibi Shea and said, I am allowing you to be on with us in the power hour today.
Ooh. How many moments ago? What?
That was right before Put Up or Shut Up.
Yeah.
And then he wrote back and said, I'll let you know. I'll think about it. And I said, all right. Okay.
We know if he's in the building? Was he planning on coming in?
He's given himself a little treat and let himself sleep in a little more today. Okay. And so he is waiting. I said we wanted his Kendrick Lamar comments after the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
Chris Tim's probably right. He got in a correspondence and said, you know what's happened here is we're aging out of the demo because they want 18 to 49-year-olds. And I am now past that. So.
Yeah, this is from a man who's older than I am.
Yeah.
And made a career out of radio. And he said, look, generation after generation has said the same thing. Mm-hmm. I don't get this.
Yeah, well, right.
I don't get today's music.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, they're not after your dollar anymore. They want the younger.
We see drug ads.
Right. Exactly. But
we get ED ads, bent carrot ads.
I'm doing ED ads. I mean, that's right. I mean, you get... You're right, but now, don't you think, who spends the most money in the country? 60-year-olds? 50-year-olds? 50 to 60?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I mean, when you're trying to build brand loyalty, you want to get them when they're 18 to 49.
That's because the reason. Yeah.
They're more influential with their peers, etc.
Right. Even younger, in the case of like a cereal or McDonald's, you want them as kids, you know, so they're always loyal to you. You get them at age, I was talking with somebody, my friend who delivers Cheerwine. And he was like, man, we try to get them young. I'm getting those kids on Cheerwine.
Of course, yeah. That's what you,
put it in the baby bottle.
You're not recording this, sorry.
You know this could really ruin us.
So I put it in the baby bottle if I could. I thought, oh, yeah, absolutely, man.
You know, Coca-Cola, they cheated putting cocaine in it for so many years.
Exactly. We don't have that advantage. We're newer to the park.
We were clean.
Yeah, we work clean. He delivers Sun Drop and Cheerwine. He's like, I squirt that shit in. Sorry, I just cursed.
Oh, my God.
I'm on no sleep.
Running.
I'm sorry, I'm too real. I'm on no sleep. I had to just void myself out.
You S-bombed it.
I just S-bombed it just like Nick Sirianni did. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I am a professional. Look what I just did. Oh, I feel awful. Big E, don't let me do that again.
You know, speaking of soda.
Terrible.
I think you had mentioned last week that Pepsi was going to be reintroducing the Pepsi Challenge during the Super Bowl. I don't think I saw that commercial.
No, I don't either.
I didn't either.
But a lot of times what happens is they run in the lead up to.
Maybe they did. Maybe that's right.
And but it's not for Coke versus Pepsi. It's Coke Zero, I think, versus Pepsi Zero.
Oh, I see.
Ooh, okay.
It's the Zero Wars.
Guess what, by the way? Cheerwine Zero is out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
My friend just told me.
You got a source?
Mm-hmm. I know a guy that delivers.
Does he have a big Cheerwine truck?
Yeah, he's got a big Cheerwine truck. He gets up early, he delivers Cheerwine and Sun Drop. And he said, I put that stuff all over the place. I mean, I got it.
But that is everywhere.
Now, but he said that Cheerwine, because of that, Robert Kennedy Jr. wants to
get the
food dye. And he said, now you don't ever go repeating this, but I think we use one of those dyes, that red dye, you know. That shouldn't
You're killing me. You're killing me, Smalls. Do you think with a drink like Cheerwine, do they sell more in restaurants, when people sit down restaurants or like a fountain?
Hmm.
Or do they sell more convenience store singles or... Oh. 12 packs at a grocery.
I thought 12 packs, but I really don't know. That's a good question. Do you just have a, like you go into a restaurant, you have a hankering for a Cheerwine?
To me, that's more of an impulse drink.
And can you get Cheerwine? Maybe you're right. Can you get it only regionally?
I didn't grow up drinking.
Yeah.
See, that's from here. That's a local drink. Yeah. And is it available all over the country or just in the Southeast? I don't know.
I think it's mostly in the Southeast. I don't think you can go a lot of places and get Cheerwine north or west.
Good drink.
Same with Sun Drop.
Yeah.
Sun Drop's very local. Yeah, that's also right here. Sun Drop is kind of like a Mountain Dew.
But the best soda out there, top five for me at least, is Cherry Lemon Sun Drop.
Really?
Without a doubt.
Cherry Lemon Sun Drop.
Top five with a bullet way up there.
Did you just invent that?
No.
Is that a real
thing? Yeah,
real
no, it's
if
a real
I Google
thing.
It, something will show
you can't,
up.
You can't find it, but certain places. Like, I think you can find them in Walmart.
Really?
Yeah.
Kelly's got a guy.
I know. Listen. Well, you know what he says now.
You want a case to fall off a truck?
Well, the
he's
problem
already spilling
is,
corporate secrets.
I can do. I am inside Cheerwine like you wouldn't believe.
I don't think they make a zero or a diet in that, so I shouldn't be
right.
But Delicious. Probably one of the top five sodas out there, period.
Really? And do you know what my friend told me about Sun Drop? He likes them out of the can. Oh, all right. He likes them out of the can, but not out of the bottle because you can really see the sediment in there. They've got like some things in there.
You're crushing totally. His company.
No.
Totally natural.
It's all natural. He said, yeah. I don't like to see the little floaters in my drink, but now it's delicious.
Yeah.
But you get some sediment in there. Like it's like pulp in your orange juice, you know?
Yay.
It's like, that's what he said. He's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I said, listen, oh, he's drinking Sun Drop all
put
the
it
time.
In a dark Yeti tumbler.
Yeah.
It's best you don't see.
Pour that in something. Yeah.
Ever have Sun Drop pound cake?
No, I've.
You haven't lived.
You haven't lived until you've had Sun Drop. You haven't lived until you had sun. No, I don't know Sun Drop pound cake.
You're just making combinations of words, Biggie.
No, these are real things.
Really? Yeah.
I'm shocked that one of you doesn't know it. Totally expect the other one not
right.
to.
No, I don't know Sun Drop pound
yeah,
cake.
Yeah, I figured you would know Cherry Lemon Sun Drop at least.
Now, my father, growing up, he would buy Cheerwine and Sun Drop quite a bit. And that's a local. That's like right around here. I don't think Sun Drop's across the country either. Some people don't even know what I'm talking about when I say Sun Drop. Very, very Mountain Dew, mellow yellowish.
Quick Google check. Where can I get Cherry Lemon Sun Drop? Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, Wisconsin, Western Minnesota. That is a very specific pattern.
That's strange. I wonder why it's up there in Minnesota and Wisconsin and then just three other states.
That was introduced in 1985.
That long ago. Mm-hmm. Cherry Lemon Sun Drop. And that's Biggie's drink. That's his drink of choice. Wow. Last night on the Super Bowl, we had a bingo card going, and some of it was like commercials. You had, you know, like you see a DoorDash commercial. Taco Bell.
Bud Light.
I make those bingo cards. I'm a member of BingoBaker.com. Yep. I'm a lifetime member of BingoBaker.com. And so it will create, you put in your categories and it will create bingo cards for you. So I put in 75 things that you're likely to see at the Super Bowl. You know, Eagles get a first down.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was Angel Soft toilet paper.
Yeah, that was on my card.
Well, and you said, I think I should know Angel Soft.
No. When's toilet paper by a Super Bowl commercial?
I Googled it and said, like, who's going to advertise during the game? Because it's from the beginning of the game until the end of the game, not like pregame show or anything. And it said Angel Soft. And then many people came to me and said, I'm dead. There's an Angel Soft ad on my bingo card.
And
it happened.
It happened.
It happened.
It was like, now's a good time to take a poopy break.
Pretty smart ad. That was halftime. It was like going into halftime. They said you could go to the bathroom now and use your Angel Soft, your Angel Soft toilet paper.
Some people were trying to fudge. Like one person had it on their card. Mm-hmm. 5-yard penalty against the Eagles.
Yeah.
And then one was a 10-yard penalty against the Eagles. And well, the 10-yard penalty includes the 5. And I said,
No.
Strike that.
No, that's right. I would never. No, you can't allow that.
I know
that.
My bingo rules.
Yeah, you can't.
And football, mostly.
Got to be an exact 5-yard penalty.